October 8th, Jesus says, "My mercy is so infinite that it works prodigies whose power and form you will see only in the other life, to conquer the greatest number of souls for the resurrection of the flesh in Christ. I do not want you, marked with my name, to die forever. I want to raise you up. I died to be able to raise you up. I squeezed my blood out of my flesh like a bunch of pressed grapes so as to be able to raise you up. The drops of my blood are in you and long to return to the heart from which they have come. I repeat what I said yesterday, there are few in whom my blood does not give that minimum of merits, not through the fault of the blood, but because of their response to it, capable of saving the soul. The Judases are not the mass, for often, after a vile life lived by a body in which the soul was kept a slave, a triumph of the soul over matter is obtained by the fact that in the final hour that soul, on the threshold of death, which frees the spirit from the flesh, turns to God, of whom it has conserved a memory, and takes refuge in Him. And believe me, in truth a throb of love, confidence, and repentance suffices to make the lavisher of my merits descend upon the sinner and deliver him. My justice is not yours, and my mercy is very different from yours. When the number of those saved by my love, all mercy, is seen, the virtues of the Lamb will be proclaimed with jubilant voices by all the spirits living in His kingdom. For you are those saved by the Lamb who had Himself immolated for you. And if those who have always lived in Him and by Him, to the point of not knowing sensuality, will follow Him singing the canticle known to them alone, those saved by His mercy, at the final hour on earth, prostrated in loving adoration, will bless Him eternally, because He is a Savior twice over for them. Savior of justice and Savior of love. By justice He died to cleanse you in His blood. By love He gives you His heart open to receive you, while still sullied by sins, and cleanse you in the fire of His love when, at death, you call Him, who loves you, and promises you a kingdom.